BBC Sounds. Music, radio, podcasts.
Hello, I'm Seema Kotecha and I'm a BBC News correspondent. In this episode of One to One, we're talking about friendship, something that is incredibly precious to me. To have people in my life who I can be honest with, without fear of judgment or bad feeling. We've all felt the joy and hurt that friendship can bring. The person who has always picked me up after a fall is my best friend, my mum, Hansa. She grew up in Mumbai and came to the UK at just 18, where she met my dad and moved to Basingstoke and had me and my brother, or Bhai, as I like to call him, which means brother in Gujarati. Growing up, we were a tight unit, so I've always considered my family to be my friends. I asked Mum what being a friend meant to her.
You can talk about anything. You can share your happiness. You can trust them. And you can share everything with them. Whatever, you know, problems, you know, you have, they can understand. They give you the support.
And Mum, what do you think my outlook is on friendship? Because I've gone through some difficult times, haven't I? I mean, when I was at school, I was bullied by some girls and I was very upset and it kind of had a big imprint on my life. How do you think that affected me and how do you think my outlook on friendship changed because of that?
Yes, you had a few friends in the school. You know, they were very close with you. They betray you so much and you were so upset and down and depressed. And on that time, you were crying and I was telling that, don't worry, Seema, you will grow out of it. And still, I think, you know, you don't trust people in that way because you try to get close, but you hurt so much. So you are very careful, but you are very loving, you know. And whoever your friends, you are always true with them. You care for them and always faithful as a good friend.
Yeah, I think from what happened at school, I think loyalty is something that has always been very important to me because I lost that. And I think, you know, it's something I always expect from a good friendship.
But sometimes you can't generalize, Seema. We have to trust someone in the world. And sometimes you get a really good friend. Then you think, oh, everybody is not the same. You had a nasty experience. That's why you are very careful, you know?
You would think that it wouldn't affect me now because it happened so long ago. I mean, I was saying recently that, you know, when I was younger, I wanted so many friends. When you're in your teenage years especially, you feel that the more friends you have, the better. And now I'm so content with my handful of very good friends who I can call at any point and speak to them openly and honestly. And, you know, I'm very happy to just have those people. I don't feel like I need dozens.
We need only few friends who can you can trust them. They care for you and you care for them. And they always support you in a both ways, happiness and in your sorrow.
You've been hurt by friends before, haven't you?
Yes, yes. But sometimes, you know, people, you know, they can take advantage of your kindness. And you do so much. But in the end, you realize, oh, they are not your good friends.
Do you think it's possible, Mum, for mothers and daughters truly to be friends?
Yes, should be like that. You know, you and me, we are very, very close. And we talk in any topic. We don't shy. We don't hesitate to talk. You are like my best friend. No area, no boundary in between, you know?
Do you think there are some areas, though, perhaps, that we don't... I mean, there are certain things, which I'm sure the listeners can guess what they are, but there are certain areas, perhaps, I don't always divulge all detail about.
Maybe because of the respect, because you think, oh, my mum. So sometimes you don't talk to me, you know, but we trust each other. We talk about anything. But because of the respect, sometimes you think, no, I can't talk to mum like this, you know.
It's embarrassing as well. Certain areas you don't want to talk about.
True, true. I can understand that, yes.
Some people find it difficult to be close to their parents in the way that we are.
Yes, I think because they come from families which are not close. They don't spend time with them, or they are not friendly or openly.
Do you remember when I was a teenager, we went through quite a difficult patch when I was being rebellious and our relationship was nothing like it is now?
I was getting upset with you because sometimes you doesn't listen to me. I say, Seema, do this and do that. He said, no, I'm not going to do it.
I remember getting drunk in my room upstairs. I was underage, but only just. And a friend and I, we diluted a load of beer in some Ribena and took it upstairs. And you thought we were drinking Ribena, but we weren't.
And then you come down and get so naughty. And I didn't realize on that time that I thought drinking Ribena, and why you getting so naughty like this, you know?
I was drunk, that's why. And do you remember our relationship being difficult at that point?
Yes. And I think on that time I was going on menopause myself. You know, I was shouting and getting upset with you and used to cry. I said, why I can't cope, you know? But now I remember that I was going through the menopause.
And do you think that our relationship changed as I got older?
Yes, definitely. Because you gone more matured. You went to uni. When you finished uni, I think you only stayed 6 months. And then you've been to Prague and Canada and India, everywhere for the work. On that time, you were so matured. You were a completely different person. You gave us so much love.
Tell me about your first ever friend.
I lost my mum when I was very young age. And my father was my good friend because we were so young, me and my sister. So he gave us a mother and father's love and always talk about mother. And he used to say that, oh, mother is with the angel, you know. And I never ever felt that my mum is not with us.
Why do you define him as a friend?
Because he was listening, he was caring, and always, always he said that, I'm with you, I'm your friend, I'm your dad, so you don't have to worry, and I'm your mother as well.
And how old were you, Mum, when he died?
I was, I think, only 5 years old, and my sister, she was 2 years older than me.
You talk so much about your dad even today and how precious he was to you. Tell me about that.
I still miss him.
That's okay, Mum. Take your time.
When you are young, you don't realize. But after a certain age, you miss them so much.
And Mum, to grow up without knowing your parents... I mean, I know you spent some time with them, but like you said, you were very young.
Yeah, it was very hard. And then me and my sister, we were in a boarding school for 6 to 7 years in India, in Gujarat.
And was she your best friend then? I mean, did your relationship evolve?
Yes, yes. We were so close, both the sisters. And she was very sensitive at myself, happy-go-lucky go, you know. And on that time, I was missing my mother. And she always give me mama's old sari to sleep with it.
You've never told me that before, Mum. Can you remember what that sari was like?
Yeah, her favourite beautiful, nice printed sari that my father said that keep this and when she cried for Mama, she can sleep with that sari, you know. And she was very good with me, my sister. She was really caring for me, you know.
So your earliest memories of friendship are rooted in your family, your father and then your sister.
Yes, yes. And then in the boarding school, I did few good friends and still they are my friends. But one is in Oman, in Muscat. One is in Luton, in this country.
And when you meet them again, do you just go back to where you once were in the sense that has anything changed in the friendship or are you still as close? Can you still talk about anything?
No, we are still close, but we don't see each other that often. And now we are all matured. We are now mother. We are now grown up. We are getting old. And we always keep in touch. We always talk about our childhood.
I'm very close to you and Dad, and I would say that, you know, you're my best friend. And yes, and Dad is too. I mean, I'm probably closer to you because, you know, we're the same sex. Were you trying to mirror that relationship, do you think, between me and you because you had such a close relationship with your parents?
Friendship is so vital between mother and daughter. It's unique relationship because we can talk in anything. We can understand each other so well. And you are like that, Seema, that sometimes when I'm with you on holidays and like that, I think you are my mother and I'm your daughter. So sometimes it reminds me my mother and makes me feel so happy. Oh, my mother is still with me, you know.
And how do you think we maintain our friendship? I mean, we talk several times a day, don't we? We FaceTime at the moment a lot because of lockdown. But we've always spoken a lot during the day, whether it's for a couple of minutes or whether it's for an hour.
It's true, true. You know that now nearly 7-8 months we haven't seen each other because of the lockdown. But when we do FaceTime and when you come on TV, I get so happy and proud. Oh, look at my daughter, you know. I can see her now.
Oh. And we've done lots of cooking together, haven't we? What's that been like for you? Because as a child, I was very rebellious, wasn't I? I didn't want to cook Indian food. I didn't want to learn how to make chapati. But I've changed in my later years. And during this lockdown, I've been experimenting, sometimes not very successfully. But I did make some pakoras, didn't I, at the start of lockdown, after you told me your secret recipe. What's that been like for you?
I was so happy and so proud of you that now you are trying. And if I'm not here in this world, then you always remember, oh, my mom taught me this and I can cook pakoras and I still want you to learn chapati.
One day.
But one day I know you will learn. You will definitely learn.
BBC Sounds. Music, radio, podcasts.